Hey everybody, it's Josh Tixey
and Allie Sloan,
and welcome to the
sixth
episode of Live Laugh Be,
the Christmas episode,
the Hollis Slay.
I'm leaving. I'm exiting the building.
do you know that TikTok of the Slay?
No,
it's BB Rexa.
Actually, yeah, I think I do.
So today we have a few topics. We always have topics. We're a fucking podcast. But before we talk about our topics, cue the intro. Bitch, I never respond to this guy and he always fucking's like, oh, are you coming by tonight? Like, no, baby, look. Hey, tonight,
breakfast?
Morning, breakfast. I'm around most of the day.
Who is that? I've heard that name. Which guy is that?
Ex-boyfriend.
Okay, I do remember that.
Anyways, okay, this intro sucks.
Yeah.
Let me give them a good one.
Okay.
So yeah, welcome to the sixth episode, guys. It's really exciting for us. This is our Hollis Slay episode. Because, you know, we've got Santa here who's
in pain.
Sleigh bells down the house. Mama boots.
Slay the boots for apple bottom jeans. I don't know where we're going with this.
Slay the boots.
Boots the house down, right?
Your straightness is literally making me less gay. That I can't even remember.
I'm so sorry.
It's the house down mama boots.
Yeah,
there we go, we got it. But yeah, we have Santa Claus here, and then I am also dressed as
Rudolph. Yeah.
So we got my cute little red nose, you know.
The mustache is killing me. But we're going to leave it on. If it disappears halfway through,
yeah,
we're going to ignore
it. If you're
that
on TikTok and you're watching our shorts and...
and I start losing facial hair, just don't worry
just
about it.
Don't fucking worry about it. Anywho, so today is a Christmas episode, but we will be talking about normal topics. So for our first topic, it's not a holiday topic, but it kind of is because
just I guess what is it?
Because they celebrate Christmas. Oh. I want to talk about Kim and North's.
This is not Christmas theme.
I want to talk about Kim and North's TikTok. It is probably one of the most iconic things to come out of 2021.
If I'm going to be honest, I haven't seen a video. Like, I've heard about it and I hear people talking about it and saying, like, North, give me your mom's credit card info. But
yes.
They've
turned off the comments since.
I've seen random ones, but I haven't, like, looked at it.
Have you seen?
I just don't care about the Kardashians.
See, that's the thing. I don't either, but I think it's really fun to watch, I guess, North. North's TikTok account humanizes them in a way.
I guess, yeah.
Because they're just, you know that they're not, you know, plastic Barbie dolls.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did you see the
did you see the Courtney's kid DMing Kim?
Oh my God. Yeah. I saw the tweet.
Everyone's like, Courtney, give Mason his phone back.
Yeah. That's so embarrassing. I mean, it's not embarrassing, but like, she missed the whole point. She missed the whole point. Cause the kid literally was like, I just want to talk to North about privacy and, you know, all that fun stuff. And she literally misses the point and posts it on her story. Yeah. Honestly, that Instagram live, or I think it was a TikTok live. You saw the video, right? Of North running into her mom's room, into Kim's room, saying, I need to show you. Okay, so this is Northwest's most iconic Instagram live.
Mom, I'm live.
No, stop. You're not allowed to.
Okay, bye.
Is she really live? I don't know.
I find it so comical.
Okay, it is kind of funny.
It's hilarious.
I think I've seen that video. I've seen a couple, but I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I'm like missing it. Does she have a TikTok, North?
Yeah, it's a joint account with her mom.
Oh, okay.
It's called North and Kim.
Is that where she's like posting?
Yeah, she posts like it's just North who posts. Yeah. Obviously, like Kim manages it. Yeah, moderates. But I think I like it so much because it reminds me that they're still human.
That's true.
Yeah. And also that live, the way she was like, Mom, I'm alive.
She's like, you're not allowed to. And she goes, bye.
Okay. But yeah. It reminds me of my niece.
It's so funny. Oh,
that bitch. Not North. My niece. my niece.
It's like, damn.
You know what's really funny? So I have a TikTok, obviously. And.
Plug.
And.
Self-promo.
So I have a TikTok and I post stuff on there And my niece followed me one day. I didn't know it was her, but she was like, you know, kind of like my biggest fan and like screenshotting everything and like sending it to my parents and all that stuff. Ooh. And so I had blocked her because I was like, I just don't want my parent. Like, I know I have a lot of followers and like, I'm acting like I'm Charli D'Amelio, but like, I know I have a following and like, but my parents aren't on TikTok. So like, I can like go full drag and like them to and never really know. And yeah, so I blocked her and she came over to the house for, I don't know, I think it was my dad's birthday. And this girl was like, you blocked me.
I like how you said this girl.
Yeah, my niece. My niece was like, you blocked me. I was like, no, I didn't. And she's like, well, I made another account and you blocked me. And this girl's like six. And I'm like, you do know that TikTok has a rule that you have to be over 13. And so I just threatened to call TikTok. You report her? I literally said, I'll call TikTok. And she's like, you can't do that. I said, yes, I can.
Oh my God. I can't believe it. How, she's six. You threatened her.
I mean, I didn't threaten her. You act like I was like, I'm going
to. You are a manipulator. We also, you saying, I didn't block you. Like she's six, but she's stupid.
Anyways,
if she's smart enough to make another account, she's not smart. She's smart enough to not fall for that lie.
You know, my only thing is like, how did she even make an account? Like, how does she, like, she's 6 years old making emails. You know what I'm saying?
It's the new generation. They're growing up quick.
They are really growing up quick. But yeah, North and Kim, that account, iconic. And then maybe one day she'll leak her mama's black card and we can all get a shopping spree.
I wonder when she like... If she did that, how fast like people would max it out and like it
would be banned so like, fast
in milliseconds.
I mean, it would be practically impossible because black cards don't have the numbers on it, just has the name.
Oh, is that what rich people have?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, North, keep doing what you're doing. I'm really excited to see in 2022 what new celebrity kid is gonna make a TikTok.
Oh, they have a lot. Like yeah, a family, it might just be like Stormy. You look like mommy, baby.
You do that so good.
Do I?
Yeah, you do.
Damn.
You do Kylie really well.
I think I'm going to follow.
I'm going to give them a follow.
You don't follow?
No, I just get the videos because I've liked a few of them.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I just don't want to follow because like, I don't really feel like following a six-year-old.
True.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think I want that on my feed. Yeah, so enough about Kim and North. Our next topic is now that 2021 is coming to a close, I wanted to ask you, what your favorite memes are of this year and what would you rate them? And this could be like TikTok sounds.
That's what I was thinking.
And then it could also be like Twitter memes. I think one of my favorite ones is the one recently where you have the bus driver. Or the bus.
I hated that meme.
I loved it.
I saw somebody post it. They put, this meme just set us back 30 years.
Really? I don't think that meme set us back 30 years. Definitely Bing Bong set us back 30 years.
Bing Bong set my brain back to age 3.
Absolutely.
And I love it. I'm obsessed. I love comedy that makes absolutely no sense.
Really?
It was so
like,
stupid.
I loved Bing Bong and it was fun. But now that it's just like...
But that's the thing with TikTok. I feel like some... audios or sounds get so overused that it's like even like Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo. That song, incredible. I loved it. But it's like I can't even listen to it anymore because it's like just always everywhere. But yeah.
You know, did you know that guy, they got him a house?
Or
an apartment. Yeah. He was actually homeless.
It was in New York, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of sad that people were like, I don't know how to explain it. There's this person that we were just like laughing and we like didn't even know that the man was homeless, but it's nice what they've done.
They were mostly homeless, weren't they? I thought so.
No, there was a guy in a car.
I thought it was just
have you seen the original video?
I read that it was crackheads in New York, that's all I read. And I don't mean to that in a rude way, I just read somebody talk about that, but I don't think I actually saw the video. No, I'm a very believe everything I read or hear person, and I don't think it's good for my mental state.
No.
Or my, my brain, like just being smart.
I feel like we've actually gotten in trouble a few times on the podcast because you'd say a certain thing, but then like I would post it on TikTok and then usually you'd add a disclaimer before or after saying like,
I know
just
nothing.
Letting you know, I know nothing, but like, you'd cut I would cut that part out. Yeah. But then people on TikTok are like, this girl is stupid.
But most of the things I say, I think it's more me being taken out of context.
Yeah. Same with me.
Like when I say Harry Styles isn't gay, I don't mean that he isn't gay. I just meant he wasn't straight. I don't know what I mean. I just meant he hasn't come out as gay.
Yeah. I mean, fine. He's never came out as gay. But yeah, back on Joe Byron.
Oh, yeah, I'm not allowed to talk about TikTok.
Yeah. I've banned you from talking about TikTok.
I'm almost banned from the actual TikTok account. So yeah. I stopped reading comments.
I've been wanting you to just stop reading them.
I'm enjoying them though.
But I'm back to our topic because we suck at staying on topic.
My favorite TikTok audio of the year. Okay, it's hard to think of a year because I feel like it feels so long. Like I'll see a TikTok and they're like, this was popular like a year ago. And everyone's like, that was a fucking year ago. Yeah, it's me. My favorite audio of the year is the one that goes, what's your gender again? That's right. You're a boy. This is for girls only. Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I thought they were so funny. It would be like when
Snarky Marky?
Yeah, Snarky Marky. I love Snarky Marky.
Congrats on the weight loss, King.
Oh, we're so proud of you. He's Canadian, too, eh? He goes to Western. Yeah. It would be like the caption would be like, when he has a phone. This is for girls only. When he hits the curb. Dead.
Oh,
when
yeah.
When he asked me when if I could curb. Drive.
That one's really good. That one's really
so
good.
So funny.
Oh, my God. That is like, I feel like that is like a, there are certain things that are just like a girl's, mm-hmm. like it predominantly just happens to girls.
Yeah.
But yeah, so for 2021, I'm going to go over some memes. So yeah, let's rate these memes. The first one is the Yassify. Like where people would take the photos.
I know what Yassify is.
And they would Yassify them. I feel like right now, let's.
Are you going to Yassify
Let's Yassify. Yeah, come close. Let me Yassify us. How do you feel about that one? I love that one.
6 out of 10.
6 out of 10? Mm-hmm. I would probably give that like an 8 out of 10.
I think it's funny when they Yassify things that are like I saw like Baby Yoda Yassified. And like just stupid
good.
Shit.
That's good.
And then when it's just like someone random, I'm like, meh. Mm. The thing about memes for me is I don't like when things are overdone. Mm. So like I think Yassify bot was just a lot. And,
okay. Yeah,
I appreciate it.
I think for me, right when I saw the Mona Lisa Yassified,
like that stuff,
it
funny.
Like yeah, it sent me over the edge. Yeah. And I think I like it so much is because I think the reason why I like it so much is because it reminds me of Mariah Carey skinny and Rainey Rodriguez skinny.
Okay, so Mariah like those Carey edits. Skinny was one of the best memes.
Yeah,
ever.
Of all time, mm-hmm. of all time. Okay, so for the next one, this was like early 2021. During the inauguration, Bernie Sanders with his big gloves.
He looks so fucking
He's adorable.
Cute.
Yeah.
He's so really cute. I love it.
And like I said, I don't want to get into politics, but like I will say this. Bernie should have won the nomination, period.
I won't get into politics, but Bernie Sanders is the cutest motherfucker alive.
Yeah, he's so sweet.
I'm Canadian. I can say whatever I want.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Do you remember during the Super Bowl when The Weeknd performed and there was that meme of him like going through the lights and the mirrors? I feel like it was like there was only a couple tweets that were actually big. Mm-hmm. So for that reason, I'll give it an 8 out of 10. But I do love like me drunk trying to find the bathroom at the bar.
Okay, yeah.
And it's like that one actually. I just think they were
that
really
one actually
funny.
Gave like good memes because I think people would make fun of, especially with him with the. Plastic surgery face. People would always use
plastic
that.
Plastic surgery.
Yeah, that one was really good too.
His whole Super Bowl altogether.
Yeah, the Super Bowl for performance. I would say I'd give that an 8 out of 10
8
too.
8 out of 10. I liked it.
Okay, I have one. I just thought of it. Do you remember, this is pretty recent, just the whole topic of BBLs.
Just
10 out of 10.
So funny. When it's like them at a restaurant and they're like.
Yeah, yeah. The BBL memes this year were
BBL
top tier this
year.
And they were so flavorful. Like there was BBL edits. So there were like, there was Drake. Drake with
That's
the BBL
my
edit. And then there's also like the TikToks of people in the restaurants, like you said.
Like eating.
Making the faces. Yeah.
They wouldn't even eat. They would like have nothing on their forks and they'd go.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was so funny.
Yeah. And so people, I think the whole BBL thing is
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Yeah.
I think it was like a cultural reset. And it's funny how now like the Kardashians are getting their BBLs removed. Oh my God. So it's kind of like, and I just wonder if the BBL jokes will continue. I hope they do.
Yeah, I find that really weird.
Also, nothing against BBLs.
No, nothing against BBLs. Do what you want with your body. Funny. But I will say that the whole Kardashian thing, because a lot of them are getting reductions, I do find that really odd. And I guess the only thing I will say about that is it's sad that bodies are trends.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah. Especially like women too. Like, aren't we sexualized and objectified? And
yeah.
Is objectified the right word?
You know what it is? I actually read I think it was a think piece or an article about how now that K-pop is like one of the biggest things in the world, a lot of celebrities are trying to emulate how K-pop artists are, especially with like just Asian features with like the pulled up eyes. And then also just like being a little lighter. A lot of them are just like skinny. You know what I'm saying? So like Ariana Grande has been like, not as dark anymore. Yeah. She's doing like the more.
People, did you see that picture that people were kind of like?
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's definitely an interesting topic. I think the last one that we should talk about for the meme is Meghan Markle and Oprah Winfrey, the interview. Ooh. Great interview.
Great interview.
Good. Excellent. Interview. No disrespect. Team Meghan for life.
Team Meghan, yeah.
Hilarious memes.
But I will never come for the royals.
Those memes were so fucking funny. Just like when they edit it, it's like Oprah shocked face.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I would rate that like a 8 out of 10 again. I don't want to give anything a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Because like, to be honest, these aren't like my favorite memes of all time.
You know what? I think that 2021 wasn't a strong year for memes.
Honestly, I agree. It was strong for TikTok though.
I would say
TikTok audios, but like actual like physical Twitter memes. No Twitter warriors, please.
Please.
For the love of God, I'm so scared of you guys. TikTok really had a fucking bussin' this year.
TikTok was bussin' this year. Mm-hmm. And it's really funny when you see like old TikToks on Twitter like a week later.
Yeah, I see that all. And it's worse on Instagram. It's like a month later. And you're like, my boyfriend will scroll. He doesn't have TikTok. He'll scroll on Instagram Reels. He'll be like, look at this video. I'm like, I literally saw that 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Like, welcome to the 21st century. Yeah.
And then like 2 months later on Facebook.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
That's the timeline of social media. TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And that's where you see things.
And then maybe LinkedIn in like 3 months. But I'm okay with people on Facebook getting it late because
I'm a Facebook stan.
Really? I hate Facebook.
I'm on Facebook every waking hour of the day. It's my favorite. I think it's just because it's so no drama, you know? Just
you're lying. Fun, Facebook is the most drama.
Happiness. Yeah, but it's drama with like 50-year-old women, so it's just entertaining.
I see.
Like, I'm not in drama. Hmm.
I think for me, I just like see a lot of like old friends from high school or just people from high school. And like, we live in like a really... Well, like I went to a predominantly hick.
Is that rude to say?
I feel like that's fine. Yeah, like I think like
just in the fucking country.
Yeah, a country.
You can probably hear the big rigs outside the window.
Yeah, cows. The cows are mooing. But yeah, and like I always see shit like it's just the most homophobic
anti-vax.
Like it's very anti-vax. So like for me, I just don't like being on there. Like, it's not fun. It's not a fun place for me. But I do like the videos that I see. I delete people,
though. When I see them say anything annoys me, I just delete them. Because I should do that. Facebook's my safe place.
So, like, you've made it a safe space.
I've made it my own.
So, that's nice. Yeah.
Some people, like, keep just for, like, the drama.
Mm.
Yeah. But other people, just, like, if they're so annoying, I'm like, you know what?
Yeah. Okay, so the next thing I want to talk about, I know that last week we spoke about Matty Morphoses, who is a straight male who's competing in RuPaul's Drag Race season 14. And the only thing that I wrote down here is that, do you know in the finale when they do the, you know how they do that thing where they're like, what do you want to say to young Jacob or young Josh? And it's like, what is she going to do? Like, what is she going to say? Like, a lot of them are like, you can do it. Like,
it's just a phase.
Like, you.
No, that's too far.
Like, it's just so weird to me. Like,
well, I kind of mentioned it last episode.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, you mentioned that a lot of these challenges
are to do with being LGBT.
Yeah, so I'm like, what is this bitch going to do?
Well, I wonder if they're going to change things about, like the challenges they do, yeah. or if they're just not going to include those type of challenges, which I think sucks. But I mean, I don't know.
I see, like, but that's what I'm saying. It's really like, I hate that they're like, not, it's the opposite of yassifying. They're, you know what I'm saying? They're straightifying. They're not yassifying.
They're straightifying.
They're straightifying. And it's really like sad to see, you know?
Well, let's just hope she doesn't make it to the finale.
She's not. You know, really? She's not. But yeah, I, you know what? I'm just going to say it here. It's my prediction. Matty Morphosis is not going to go to the finale. And, but I will say that I hope that she does drink a beer during at least one time.
No mocktail for me, thanks.
No, yeah, no mocktail for me.
No mocktail for me. Yeah,
with a straight voice.
I want to wait until I see the show to form an opinion.
Okay, yeah.
Because, like, I don't know.
I love that.
I agree with you, like, about, like, we did talk about it more last episode, but I don't know. I just...
Yeah. So on to my next topic here. I wanted to see if you had any good Christmas stories. Do you?
Not really.
No.
Depression.
Depression.
Why is that always like our go-to? Like, I just because, I want to die.
You know what it is? I feel like our generation just likes to laugh about our trauma.
Yeah.
It's easier to make fun of it than to face it on.
True.
Face it head on.
I actually do have a good Christmas story. I just thought of it.
Oh, do you? Go.
Yeah. Thinking about trauma. When I was a kid, I really wanted the Nintendo DS Lite. That's a popular topic on our podcast, the Nintendo DS.
Yeah, we love Nintendo.
We love a we good stand Nintendo, Nintendo DS. I really wanted the DS Lite. So I made this huge ass list. I was probably like 8 or 9.
Should be 9, yeah.
Huge ass list of what I wanted for Christmas. I would go through like the big fat Sears catalog and I would just flip.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I remember that.
So I made this huge fat list and I went into detail so much that I would put stars beside things I wanted more. And my Nintendo DS, I kid you not, had its separate page covered in stars. Like, you've never seen this many stars in the fucking sky. That's how many stars were on this page. I didn't get a Nintendo DS.
What did you get?
You know who got a Nintendo DS? My brother and sister. I got everything else probably on my list except the DS.
Well, at least you got the rest of your stuff on your list.
Oh, it gets better. Not to be a spoiled ass, youngest child, bitch fit. I cried. I bawled my fucking eyes out. I was so depressed. I was like telling them all about the stars, about how that's like, what I wanted the most. Yeah. And my fucking siblings got
them. You made it known.
And 2 days later, my dad took me to Best Buy and bought me a Nintendo DS. And my mom was so pissed. And that's the end of the story.
Wow.
So I got my DS. And
what game did you have?
I had a few. I had Nintendogs.
What was your first one?
I think it was an Animal Crossing and Nintendogs. Oh, I think what I got with it.
Because Nintendogs
came... I had a lot, though.
Didn't Nintendogs come with the...
Depends on which one you got, but I'm pretty sure mine did, yeah.
Yeah.
But I bought Animal Crossing, too. But yeah, so I was a spoiled brat, and my siblings were pissed.
That's so funny. Yeah. Like, you literally got everything on your list, but then
but to be
it
fair,
was just that one thing.
Don't remember anything on my list, but I remember that Nintendo. Wow.
Wow.
I'm such a bitch.
You know what? Okay, well, actually, I have, I guess it's a Christmassy story. I also wanted a Nintendo DS, but it wasn't the Nintendo DS Lite, because I had already had that, but I wanted the upgrade. I think that I was like maybe 10 or...
The 3DS?
No. It was the DSi. Mm. It was the one with the camera.
Yeah, I remember that. I never had that
so
one.
It was the light blue one, the one that I would talk about, like a few episodes ago. Well, yeah, I did get it, but I remember that I was so obsessed with wanting it. And also at that time, I mean, I'm still obsessed with Beyonce. Like, I have the photo of Beyonce up on the wall. But I remember that there was this ad of Beyonce playing the blue Nintendo DSi.
Is that why you got it?
Well, no, I was obsessed with it and I wanted this DSi, but that also made me want it more because I was obsessed with Beyonce. Yeah, like... I was a Beyonce stan at like 12.
That's how the advertisements get you. They put Beyonce in it. For real, for real.
I mean, I probably wasn't their target demographic, but it like
it worked.
You know, it worked. Yeah, and she, I remember that ad too because she was like really faking it. She was like,
yeah, what was she playing?
It was hilarious.
Animal Crossing.
I don't know.
Beyonce, playing. If you want to add me on Switch, you can visit my island. I have hacked.
That would
bells.
Be so funny if Beyonce actually plays the Switch. Yeah. I'm sure she does.
Well, like her kids probably do. Maybe she plays with them.
Rumi, Blue, Sir.
Are these the fucking names of her children? Rumi. I wouldn't believe you. I was going to Google it.
Blue is the oldest.
I know Blue.
Rumi and Sir.
Sir?
Yeah, the twins.
Sir Carter. Is that just his name?
Yeah.
That's kind of a cool name.
It's cute. Yeah.
Roomy though.
Yeah. Imagine, R-U-M-I.
You want to meet my roomy roomy? Like, what the fuck?
You know she ain't gonna have no roomy. She's gonna have a mansion when she's in college.
She's gonna own she's a gonna, ward she's in gonna the college.
Own, yeah, she's gonna own the college.
The college will now be named Roomy.
But yeah, anyways, getting back to my story.
If the college was named Roomy, they could make a slogan, finding roomies at Roomy. No?
You have too much foresight. You're thinking way too far ahead.
I
always
do. This mustache. I'm going to wax my stash when I rip this fucking off.
But anyways, back to my story. So I was so obsessed with it because I just wanted my parents to know that I wanted it. And I was a pretty artsy kid when I was younger. So what I had done is that I took cardboard and I built a cardboard Nintendo DSi. No, for real. Like this thing had like, you could flip it open. Like I used tape and everything.
Could you run a game on it?
No, bitch.
I'm wondering. You're playing Sudoku on fucking Brain Age on your cardboard wall.
I'm fucking dead. But yeah, I made this fucking thing and I remember it was like pretty good. And I'm right on Christmas, I was expecting a DS.
Mm-hmm. Weren't we all?
And here's the kicker. I was expecting it because I used to share a room with my sister because we were poor.
I shared a room with my sister too.
Yeah, so I remember she was like, oh yeah, mom and dad got you a Nintendo DS. Like, isn't that awesome? And she would say it to me every night. And she was like, she's like, mom and dad got you a Nintendo DS. Like, you're like, get ready for it for Christmas. And I was so excited.
That's so
funny. I was like, this shit worked. Christmas comes around. My brother gets an iPod. My sister gets like an iPod, which is like fun and exciting. And all I got was a Snuggie. And I wanted to fight. Yo, when I tell you, I remember I ran to my room and I just
cried.
Me with my Snuggie. And I cried for so long because my sister lied to me.
Sorry, were you wearing the Snuggie while crying?
Yes. And I remember I was so distraught.
Oh my God.
So distraught. I mean, they didn't get it for me. They didn't get it for me until like a little while after. But yeah, I was just like, my sister fully manipulated me.
She's kind of...
Yeah.
Kind of so, funny though. Like my siblings would do that shit to me too.
She listens to the podcast. So hey, sis, you fucking bitch.
You're kind of funny. I think that's kind of funny. Yeah. Well, I guess those are our DS.
Yeah, we don't
say Christmas stories. We just heard DS stories.
You just heard DS stories. It wasn't even Christmas stories. I mean, like Christmas for us isn't necessarily like a giant celebration. It's just like we eat food. We spend time with family.
Yeah, I'm not like Christian. You know, no funny story about being Catholic.
Sure.
Maybe don't make this a clip because I don't need like God's creatures people. Coming to my
not the creatures.
Creatures. Say that. Oh, creatures. My mustache is falling off.
It's okay.
When I was in grade 3, we moved from a different city.
Okay.
And where we moved to, the only public schools, because up until grade 2, I went to public school. Mm-hmm. The only public school in the area was only up until grade 6. And his school, like we would have went to different schools because he was in grade 7. So he would have went to a 7-8 school and I would have went to grade 6. And then there was a Catholic school that was right around the corner.
Okay.
And it was grades like JK to grade 8. And we went to the school and we're like, oh, like, can my kids go here? My mom said that. And they're like, oh, well, they have to be Catholic. I got fucking baptized so I could go to the same school as my brother.
Oh my God.
Is that bad?
I mean, it's kind of funny. It's hilarious.
And
your mom
way,
fully was like, I just need her to go to this school. You're getting baptized.
I got baptized. I got my communion. I got my confirmation, like all to go to Catholic school. And then the rest of my life, I just went to Catholic school.
Yeah, I did too.
And my dad was Catholic.
You know what? Funny enough, when I first came here, like when we first moved to Canada, everybody was doing their, I'm pretty sure it was communion. And like Catholicism and I guess like Baptist Christians aren't necessarily like the same thing. Like they believe in like two different total ideologies, but they do believe in the same God. I remember I was sitting and everybody's doing their communion. I was like, I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Well,
yeah. So first of all, it was the eating. And then there was also like this assembly where they were like, everybody was getting
Are you talking about just like your communion?
Your first communion or something. Yeah. So I remember there were like, I was like, I can't partake in this.
And yeah, you're not supposed to.
I remember I told the teacher, I was like, I don't think I'm Catholic. Like, I can't be here.
I can't eat the body of Christ. Yeah,
for real. And then I remember she was like, it's fine, just go. For real. Like, this teacher didn't care. She was just like, it's fine, just go. And I don't think she wanted me to feel left out because I was like coming from a new country and also like I would be the only one sitting out.
Yeah.
So I remember I went up and I was just like, I was like, I don't know what to do. But then obviously I learned. And then I went up every single time. So you
did that without actually getting your first communion?
Yeah.
That's actually funny. You're not
supposed to.
You're supposed to do like the blessing.
This, yeah. Which, you know what's really funny? I remember, this is so fucked. I will not make this a clip because people will fucking hate me for it. All during high school and elementary school, because I went to a Catholic school. Every time I would go up and I would think of it as like, little snack. And one time, this is so fucked. You know how usually they like keep it and they're like, you don't have access to it?
What?
To the bread. Like they put that in that little,
the
box or whatever. Yeah. So one time it was a girl. She had her own office, but it was in there. This was in high school and she had the
body of Christ.
She had the body of Christ in her office.
She had like his left calf or something. Just cut up in those little.
Don't say that. Do not say that. But yeah, she had it in there, and I don't know why she had it in there. But like, they come in like packages, like normal packages.
Do they?
Yeah, like they're.
I guess it's not actually. Like it's not Jesus actually.
Yeah,
body.
It's just. It's fully just bread.
I thought they like made them.
No, they don't special make them. They come in like a packaged.
Where do you think you order them from? Like Costco. Imagine being like the workers to like.
Yeah.
Bake the body of Christ. I keep calling it. I don't know what else to call it. That's what they call it.
The communion chip.
The token to heaven.
We're fucked. We're fucked. But yeah, I remember it was there. And I know it's not like I did anything wrong.
You ate them, didn't you? Did you have a cup? Did you have a couple?
A few. She had them out.
Was she in there?
No.
You were just in her fucking office eating because
she had,
little...
Well, she had a couch in there. And, like, she wouldn't have noticed that I had a few.
So I'm saying a few. How many did you eat? Did you get a little bowl? Like put five. Some salt on them? Like
five or six. I really wanted peanut butter
with
them.
Did you grab, like, hell of a good? Hell of a? The irony. Hell of a good dip.
Honestly, it's really funny to me that...
Like, I can't believe you had a couple. I'm, like, not over that.
It's not bad.
It's...
I mean, I know Catholics would probably come for my throat, but
they're coming for you anyway.
They're coming for me anyways. I don't know. I just find that really funny how
that is hilarious.
We like put, I guess, and I'm not banking on, like, I'm not hating on religion because, you know, people can believe whatever they want to believe. Yeah. But I find it really funny that we put such importance on flour or literally grape juice.
Yeah, well, I think it's more about blessing it because they like do the blessing in the mass.
Yeah.
And that's like, I don't think you eating a few in the office, like you were just having like plain.
Yeah, I don't think they bless that.
Like
yet.
They don't bless it. So it's not like it's that big of a deal. You weren't just munching on Jesus. Yeah. I agree fully. I think like I respect religion. We actually in grade 11, mm-hmm. did you do World of Religions?
Yes, I did.
I actually really liked that class and we got to tour like
I did too,
a mosque and like different mm-hmm. Islam. I don't remember what they're called. Islamic, yeah. Places in Hamilton and they were actually really nice. And I really like, I think it was Hindu. I love like their beliefs and stuff. And like, I think that's the one with reincarnation. Hindu, yeah. And yeah, like I really respect it as long as their religion doesn't. Like, I don't care if you're Catholic and you can believe whatever, but if you're a Catholic who believes in like hating gay people or what's the other things like that? There's a few things where like
it's a lot of them, but I think like most of the time when it goes to that part where it's like, oh, hating on gay people or whatnot, like I obviously hate that just because it's not your individual journey with God, you're doing exactly what God doesn't want you to do.
Exactly.
Which is to not judge others.
To judge people. And he like, And even the Bible, like, it's been proven that what it says is not how people, like, they were interpreting it wrong. And it's like, if you're really going to use that and you blame your religion on hating people. For example, there's a place in our home city, and it's I love this place. Well, I used to.
Yeah, I used to.
Great home-cooked meals. Like, they have a furniture section. I really like this place. I used to. Big emphasis on the used to. I don't go there anymore. And somebody I know wanted to have a cake made, and they had just got engaged to their significant other, and it was a man with a man, like, in a relationship.
It was for a gay engagement.
It was for a gay engagement. And the restaurant said, or it's not really a restaurant, the place said, sorry, we don't believe in that, so we can't make you a cake. They hung up, and then they didn't say, they called back and said their opinion, like, how wrong that was, and, like, these are the nicest people ever, because it was somebody else ordering from them. These are the nicest people ever. Like, how could you? That's so wrong. And they said, we'll make you the cake, but we refuse to write their names on it. And, like, not only is that illegal, but it's like, how do your beliefs get so far that you can't, like, give business to somebody who, like, it's just, I hate that kind of stuff when it comes to religion.
Yeah.
And I don't blame religion. I just blame, like, I guess.
Can we blast them? I want to blast them so bad.
No.
Okay. But yeah, that's so messed up. I do find it really, and I'm not like a religion, I'm not a world religion expert. I took a course back in grade 11 and I've also been a pretty religious person my entire life until up to now. But I will say that when it comes to religion, I have a really strong distaste when it comes to people forcing it upon other people. I'll also say this about religion, and I'll cut it here. I think that people seem to pick and choose what they want to enforce of what's correct. Because at the end of the day, no one really knows. Like, yes, the Bible will give you answers, but also the Bible tells us a plethora of other things that we just seem to ignore.
Yeah.
There's a lot of scripture that people ignore, but is in
the Bible.
It's written in there. So it's like, why are we ignoring this? But fuck gay people, or fuck, you know, people who do this or do that. Okay. So since this is like the end of the year, and, you know, praise Jesus. Sorry, I had to make that pun in there. But since it's the end of the year, and, you know, our next episode is going to be in 2022.
Weird.
I know, super weird. But I just wanted to ask, what are your goals for 2021? Like, what do you want
to 2022?
Oh my God. Yeah. Sorry. Sorry. Jesus. I always do that. I feel like I'm the type of person who, like, you know, like when you were in high school or back when you were in school, and then you have to, like, write down the date at the top of your assignment or whatever. I would always be the one who'd be like, oh, 2021.
I still write 2020 and my brain just,
I feel like the pandemic just halted everything.
It did. And it made it worse.
Yeah. Yeah, so what are your goals for 2022? Maybe just give me one. Like, what's your, like, one ultimate goal for 2022?
I think it's just to, like, move out. And I think I'm going to. I have a plan set in motion. But I do want to, like, move out and be, like, individual.
Independent.
I want to grow up. So I'm excited.
You are grown.
I also want to get on ADHD medication.
Oh, my God. I love that for you.
I actually really do. I'm like, it's not so helpful. Doing good.
I love that. Those are, like, pretty easy ones. I was thinking more of, like, where do you want to go?
Oh, I also like, want to go on vacation. I want to go to Las Vegas.
Where do you want to go? Ooh, Vegas?
Yeah.
Well, you've been talking about Vegas for a while.
I know. But the thing is, with COVID, it's like not even.
You could, but it's just a lot of, like, work, I think.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what's been deterring me from even wanting to go back to the States, because I'm just like, oh, it's going to be so much work.
Yeah, you have to
test. And if I get something,
and you have to,
I'd have to stay longer.
And yeah,
that's a really exciting goal. I like Las Vegas.
Vegas, ADHD medication, move out.
Oh, those are three good goals.
Good goals.
We'll see by the end of next year if we.
If I'm even alive.
You'll be alive. I'll make sure of it.
Okay. Thanks.
If you die, I'll go to the underworld and pull you the fuck out.
Why do we want to be in Stranger Things so badly? Like, why if I die, am I going into the upside down?
I'm fucking dead. Honestly, for me, it's more so like I want to just go into a new year and do better than what I did the year prior.
That's a good thing.
You know, yeah. It's not necessarily like focusing on like one thing and doing that, but just making sure that what I did the year before, I do better.
Yeah.
Even if it's like a percentile, like it's just 1% better.
Yeah.
At least I did better than the year before.
Yeah. And even if it's like some, like say in one thing you don't do as good, but in another thing you excel in, like at least
that's something. Mm-hmm. You know what's really funny? You brought up this one thing when we were in the car the other day. And yes, I feel like you and I are in like probably the best mental health that we've been in for like a really long time. And I feel like we're both in like really good places in our life where we're like, we feel, you know, stable and happy and successful. Yeah. So one of the things that I wanted to say is, isn't it strange that when you are in like a really happy or just stable time in your life, you low-key miss the pain and the agony.
Oh yeah.
In a weird kind of way.
Like it's kind of, I think it's the adrenaline.
Maybe.
But like, it's nice to be stable, but it's also like, should I have a mental breakdown just for fun?
Yeah. You know what I always said? One thing that I always said is that I made my best like work when it came to like music and art and, you know, just like photography and videography, like film, when I was heartbroken
or when I was in pain
and agony and I hated myself. But now that I love myself, I'm like, I can't, it's hard. It's harder to find
the creative. Well, yeah. Isn't that like, I think that's like a real statistical thing with like,
because
like artists, like famous artists, mm-hmm. a lot of them have like cut off their own ear.
Yeah.
Can you not say awful on the podcast?
It's okay. I'll always fix it.
I know you jumble it. I like it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like a lot of artists have like been through like severe depressions and like mental health crises. And that's why like their art is so good. And like, it's not.
One of the things that I always remembered from my childhood is someone had told me that 90% of the songs that you hear on whatever, the internet or just 90% of the songs that have ever been written are usually about love.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if it's like, you know, even if it's a song about like getting bitches, it's still about like
women and relationships. Yeah. Or I guess it could be men too.
But yeah, like, isn't it strange that we feel like, I know that we're not craving it. Like we're not addicts. We're like, oh, I want to ruin my life. Yeah. But there's this piece of me where I sometimes think like, I'm happy now, but I feel like I need to fuck it up just so that I don't disappoint myself later.
That's true.
Is that weird?
No, I think it makes sense. I feel like when you're used to something so much, and then like once your life becomes stable, it can like feel kind of boring in a way. Mm. And like not in a bad way. Like I enjoy my boring, happy life, but then it's like, I don't know. You want to do something. Or you
it's really about, more. Yeah. It's really about just the comfortability of like how you're comfortable in that dark place.
That's true.
Because like it's all you've ever known. But that now that we've had this like year or so, I think of like peace kind of where we're just like, this is odd. Like this shouldn't be happening.
Yeah, that's true. Because like we're so used to it. Right.
Yeah.
And then when it's like everything's normal, you're like, okay, what now?
Yeah. I'm sure something's coming around the corner, but we rebuke that energy.
Yeah, I'm not manifesting.
I'm not manifesting that. I am happy working in my fucking home office and driving to Starbucks at 6 a.m.
I'm happy staying up till 5 a.m. playing Fortnite
period.
And then sleeping till 2 p.m. and then going to work.
Yeah. Maybe in 2022, we'll have like one really like maybe something spicy go on. Nothing too crazy. Maybe just
maybe
like a broken pinky. Like, you know what I mean?
I would love to break my arm.
Oh.
Not in a crazy sadistic way, but like if I broke my arm, first of all, the attention of breaking my arm, the cast, I love that idea.
Not the attention.
And I have problems. And also I'd get work off for like a month.
Oh, period.
So it'd just be like a little break.
It's like a cute little drama moment.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, it's and not if like, I broke it at work, I'd get money. Okay,
that's like,
sorry.
See, I'm not gonna break feel like that's like best case scenario, breaking your arm for at like work. Drama, like drama in your life. But I feel like worst case would be like, I don't know.
Getting your arm amputated. Like, I don't want
sure,
that.
Sure, yeah. But yeah, like if something like really bad happened to me, like I couldn't take it, but
I wouldn't actually
I would survive. Like take like a, I don't know, like a bruise.
Yeah. A mental bruise.
No, not a mental bruise. I could take like a pinky broken.
I could take sprain. An arm.
Yeah, like a broken, like something sprained.
That's it though.
And then people be like, "Aw."
Look not, how cute he is in his crutches.
Yeah, we're fucking it. I actually had sprained my ankle last year. Or this year.
Were you
year.
The moment?
I was the moment.
I sprained my ankle a few years ago. I liked it. It hurt. The crutches hurt your arm.
Oh my God, we're so messed up. We're like, ugh. We are. But yeah, I just wanted to bring that topic up because, I mean, I feel like we joke about it because we don't want to be too serious. But yeah, I find that really strange that we even like had that conversation.
Yeah, we did. But, that's okay, though. I think we've been through a lot mentally, and I feel like that's a consequence of mental health. Like, just, like,
thinking
once you're doing good, you, like, don't know how to deal with it. I think that's, like, a normal thing for people who suffer.
Yeah. Okay, so the last thing that I want to talk about is, I know on our previous episode, we spoke about the queen.
XO Brooklyn.
Yeah, the iconic XO Brooklyn. And we were fucking right. Like, she was trolling.
And I see so many people commenting now saying, like, don't pretend you guys didn't fall for it. I literally didn't. We didn't fall for it.
Yeah, no.
And also, I saw somebody post, like, when you were fully analyzing the song, but you listened to it so much, now you like
it. You like it, yeah.
That's me.
Yeah. And it's so funny to me that how fast people switch up. It's so crazy.
Yeah, they do. Dude, her album was hilarious.
Oh, my God. I sent you that song, right?
The heavy metal one was that one was hilarious. Funny.
I'm like, I don't know how people didn't know that she was fully
like playing,
just trolling. Yeah. Like, this girl was fully bored and was just like, I'm going to start a fun little music career and film the whole process.
And she had fun. The song's catchy. Like, it's not like it like, is that like people are just going ham.
She has a popular sound on TikTok.
Yeah.
She has more streams, fans. Which gets her money, actually.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that, like,
joke or not, she made some joke or not, dollars.
she still made bank out of this.
Yeah.
And she's like leading people to her YouTube about the whole process. Like,
oh my God, I love her.
And it gave her good media attention.
She's a marketing queen.
Yeah, our marketing genius. You know what, XO Brooklyn, you get a 10 out of 10.
I'm inspired by her. She's only 17 too, and she did that.
It's so good. So good.
I'm literally inspired.
Imagine just being like bored and I want to start a music career.
I'm just being bored and being like, I'm going to fuck with everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
And to everybody who really just bullied this girl.
Fuck you. Like, that's who I'm beefing with.
Yeah. That's who you're beefing with this week. Yeah. I just like, how can you switch up so fast? And also for all those people out there who really just like nagged on her saying that she needs to be humbled and shit, like, y'all,
you need to be humbled.
You need to be humbled.
You're someone with 2 followers commenting on a person.
Get off your I know that you just were saying like you have your 2 followers and all that shit, but I will say that on TikTok especially, it's always little kids who like talk shit.
True. Sorry, kids. Maybe I shouldn't bully kids.
I mean,
but still, they're bullying other people. Fuck you,
fuck
kids.
Them kids.
What's that, though? Fuck them, fuck kids, them kids, man.
Yeah. Because, like, honestly, for real, all of the hate comments that I've ever gotten, if I click on the thing, they're usually under 13 with, like, an anime PSP.
It's always the anime.
You know, for real. And
which
like,
is fine, but, like, damn. You don't like have to do me like I recently, that, Ash Ketchum.
Don't do me like that, Ash Ketchum.
I've never watched anime.
Like, fuck. It's so fucking annoying when a little it's really annoying when a little kid roasts you or just like comment, like leaves a hate comment on one of your videos, because you want to fight. Like, sometimes you just get mad because you want to just fight them back or just say something back, but like every time, like even for now, I'm just like, what am I gonna say? Like, I'm gonna fucking call Santa to give you coal. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they probably still believe in Santa Claus. Like,
your elf on a shelf isn't real.
They're fully like, oh my God, Santa's hanging out.
It's your parents. We just like fuck with them.
But yeah, I am like, that whole situation is really hilarious. I find that so iconic. I am so happy that we were right.
Me too.
Because a lot
I
of,
knew we were though.
Oh yeah.
I when knew are we ever wrong? I'm just kidding. Every episode.
A montage place.
I think that's it, though. Like, are we just going to end off with who we're beefing with?
Yeah. So who are you beefing with?
You want me to start?
Yeah, let's start it off. You always start it off.
Two people.
Ooh, ooh.
Well, actually, two groups juicy, of people. Juicy, juicy. First off, I'm beefing with EXO Brooklyn haters.
Okay.
Because I feel like me and EXO Brooklyn would be friends if I was, like, 5 years younger and I was cool. Like, I feel like she's cool. I'm not really cool.
We're cool.
Thank you so much. Fuck your haters, because I never hated this bitch. Oh, maybe I shouldn't call her bitch. Never hated this girl. Me and her are homies. She just doesn't know it.
Yeah.
And then the second people I'm beefing with are the people who are homophobic and wouldn't sell a cake to the person I know.
Mm.
Fuck y'all.
We don't want to dox you.
You're lucky.
You're lucky. We're not going to dox you.
Actually, I think it's past the year. It has to be. I've Googled suing you. Don't worry. It has to be past a certain amount of years.
But fuck you. I hope that the health department finds rats in your fucking restaurant and shuts you down. And
your wedding cakes. All your straight white wedding cakes.
Yeah. Your fucking straight hetero
I'm
cakes.
I'm staring right into the camera.
They're probably not even that fucking good.
They're actually really funny.
Don't say that.
Well, that was the last time I fucking had one.
That's a really good one. Yeah, fuck it. Those people. I remember hearing that story and just getting really pissed off. And like, I texted you and I was like, no, like, let me dox them.
Yeah.
Like, I was so pissed off. And not like dox. I know I'm saying dox, like, oh, like, I'm going to get their IP address or whatever. But like, what I just wanted to let it be known, because they are a public business, that they did something so terrible. And quite frankly, illegal.
I remember.
So yeah, I mean, like, we're not doxing. We're just telling them. We're telling the truth about how this establishment treated a gay couple.
Mm-hmm. I remember, like, a year or so after this, too, a news article came out that there was a lesbian couple and they were getting married, and the photographer that they wanted to hire refused to take pictures for them, and someone they like blasted them on social media, and this girl like went out of business. She like got all these Google reviews, and it really made me like reconsider for a second. Like, I should have came out. And but like,
I don't know. I'm just like, if you're gonna be in a profession where you want to like work with people,
like customers,
then you can't. Like, you've got to put your shit aside.
Especially on, like, weddings. So it's, like, a really sensitive time for people.
100%. 100%. I just find it so fucked.
Who are you beefing with?
Sorry, I'm like...
That was a bad segue.
You know, you know what's really funny?
Super angry, but...
Well, the only reason I, like, when I get to... Like, I'm, like, getting so fired up that I'm just like, oh, I want to just say their name right now.
Block it out. The reason, by the way, we won't say the name is because, it's a personal matter.
For sure, yeah.
That's all I'll say.
Yeah. But, so I guess to talk about who I'm beefing with, now that I'm all fired up and kind of angry. Mine's always stupid. Like, I never have, like, a person who I'm beefing with. I just, like, don't have anybody to get mad about. Like, I'm in a good place.
I'm an angry person, so.
Like, I'm getting dicked down. Like, I'm happy. So the person that I'm beefing with right now is this girl named Rima. I don't know who she is.
Oh, okay.
I really don't know who she is, but she is the girl who had my number before me. And when I fucking tell you, it's honestly been the bane of my existence. Like, this is the only thing that
still goes on. How long have you had your number?
I've had my number for at least 2-3 years. At least 2 years. Because I remember I got it when I came back from California. So yeah, 2 years.
Yeah.
Before the pandemic. And I still get messages. Number one, from her congregation, which we were talking about religion today. Her congregation's really nice.
Congregation,
like her church congregation, they're really nice, and I love that.
Are you
know,
gonna show me her pictures?
But one of this one, there, this was literally a few days on Saturday. Good morning, Rima. How are you doing today? I'm praying for you. Blessings, Kathy.
That was so nice.
I want to just be like, fuck off, like, only because I've just been.
You just replied the same, Rima, bitch.
Imagine I like pretend to be Rima.
You should.
But yeah, and then there was another one where she says, good afternoon, Rima. I just wanted to let you know that I'm thinking about you and praying for you.
Is she dying?
I don't know, but I'm just like, I'm sick of these messages because I get them
to have the same thing
all the time. This one too. I actually haven't read this one because it's so long. Good morning, Rima. It's Kathy, Autumn's mom. The pastor shared with me about the passing of your dad.
Was that like a condolence message?
The pastor shared with me about the passing of your dad back home in India. I'm so very sorry for your loss. I really understand how hard it is to be away.
This is sad.
This is sad.
We're not beefing with her anymore.
We're not beefing with her anymore. Oh my God, I didn't know
when
that.
When was that?
December 13th. Oh my God. Should I like try to find Rima?
Yeah.
Should I find
Send
her?
Send her your condolences. Or like forward Kathy's messages at least. Poor Kathy. Just How think she's not... being ignored.
I guess my thing is it's like, okay, I'm so sorry about the death. Like, condolences, girl. But I'm just like, why are people still messaging me? Not me going through my messages and it's like, your Dasher dropped off your order.
Mine's all skip. I delete them sometimes just to feel better, like the thread.
But yeah, I get a lot of them. And that's who I'm beefing with. Because I am so sick and tired of getting these messages. And I also still get, I get like voicemails from like people.
Me too. I had an old phone number before this one. I forget why I had to get a new phone number. There was like a reason. And I would always get voicemails. I was like in grade 8 too. Mm-hmm. Voicemails, texts about like a girl named Bonnie. And the name Bonnie just pissed me off for some reason.
Vampire Diaries? I love Bonnie and Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, I would always get messages from like this girl. And like Bonnie is just like, she was definitely like 60 or something. I wonder how she is.
Yeah. I know. Sometimes I think. I mean, I guess I know now. I'm so sorry.
Rima's not
doing good right now. But yeah, I always wonder, I'm like, who is this girl, I'm assuming? Mm-hmm. And like, why am I still getting her fucking messages?
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways, that's who I'm beefing with. But I guess I'll just say that I'm beefing with the service provider. I'm beefing with Belle.
I hope she's doing well.
But though. I hope Rima is doing well. Same with Bonnie. I hope she's doing well too. I hope they're having good holidays.
Bonnie, like with that name, she had to have been born in like
she
the
had
40s. So like, I just worry about like if she's still alive.
I worry about
I'll never know. Should I text my old number? See how she is? I don't know.
Oh my God.
I guess that's it.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Happy fucking holidays from Rudolph.
Oh yeah. Happy holidays if you don't celebrate Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy holidays. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Boxing Day. Get out there, shoppers.
And Happy New Year's too, because I don't think we're gonna have a new episode until
next year.
Until 2022. Oh,
that sounds
so
weird.
We're gonna see you next year, girlies.
Not the classic joke.
I know.
See you next year.
You'll always hear that.
I love it.
Usually it's from so an old corny. White man.
Yeah, oh, it's a
I'll see you next year.
It's so corny.
Thank you guys for listening.
Thank
we
you.
Will see you
next year.
Period. Bye.